Alright, rise and shine, beetle bugs.
Beetle, stop! Their vile self-hitting depressed asshole!
So why do you think they called her that?
Because she's goth and some ignorant people don't know the difference!
What is the difference?
Oh my god! They're totally different!
Okay, different how?
They're, you know, one is good and emos are horrible! They're, you know, they're bogus!
Lou, hold tight. I'll see you soon. He's like, fuck that. Sometimes I guess I gotta trust my dog. It takes good care of me, to be quite honest. Actually, I was writing last night about... you know, this notion of dying. Wanting to die, you know, like a little pissant dog, of wanting to die, you know, what I wrote was that, you know, if women ceased to exist, I'd kill myself. It would take me just about a week, and, I mean, I ain't gonna take that statement back, I'll tell you, but... I don't know. I wrote some addendum about it too. I forgot what the fuck it was.
Hey, puppies.
These are new neighbor dogs that just moved in.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Lou, you like them much? Well, hello. This one's a size of a fucking civet. You could probably jump right over the fence there. Well, we'll check you pups later. Stay cool. I like that pit bull in there. He's mellow. What the fuck was I writing there? Saying? And you know, these notions of death and whatnot. I feel like I gotta say something about that because I don't, you know, I joke about it, I flirt with it, I think I even, you could, it wouldn't be a huge stress or a stretch if you said, you know, hey Gadget, you know, you taunt them, you know, don't shove little fragile people when they're on the fucking edge. And, you know, it has nothing to do with fragility. You know, I wouldn't address anything to anyone if I didn't have some kind of faith that they could take it. Crude as that may seem, or sound. I mean, the point being, I mean, my meditation on this is that people say a lot of stuff, and I mean, look at me in my little kismet fucking wonderland. What do I have to be bemoan, you know? I live in some kind of a rainbow for angels or something. I carved it out myself. You know, I don't know what it was supposed to be, but I feel like I took it and, you know, shoved it sideways or something. So, I would have, I don't think I'd have really respected myself or even the world in general if I just turned out like another fucking cracker. Remember what I was saying now, though. I mentioned in my list of things, you know, my first thing that would make me want to preclude the great long adventure of sticking it out and surviving until you croak your last breath without doing something about it. Mentioned women ceasing to exist. I mean, that's a little bit of a silliness, but it's like a panic. I meant to make a statement with that. But then the reality of it, as I said, what if you didn't have a kid? And I don't have a kid. I'm the oldest of six, and I know what it's like to be a parent. I have a zillion nieces and nephews. You know, I've got a certain amount of biological imperative feeling, whatever, but I'll tell you, I mean, I've let go of that last couple years, and I'm not going to cry, and I'm not going to make some kind of I say a lot of things in a given moment, but I'm okay without a kid. But remember a conversation with my youngest sister who had her kiddo, Tyler, at age 17. And, you know, it's like, I must have been driftless 29 or something like that. And, you know, she's like 20, 21 maybe. And just, we're having a really good conversation. And she tells me, she's like, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, I don't have a dime up on, you know, a grip on reality or getting it together or anything like that. You know, and she looked me square in the eye and she's like, listen, Maxfield, I'll tell you this, you know, kids are a blessing. I don't know where I'd be without them. You know, now I'm looking down at my little dog, Louie, and it's my little man. You know. So we're off on another tangent. I don't know how to wrap this up. I got about a minute left, and whoa, whoa, hey, hey. Fuck. Don't get too hell-bent on killing yourself, man. Unless you have nothing. You know, I don't know. I really admire the courage of people who fucking bodily, physically hurt like fuck every day and find themselves in the position of not being consoled, but in the position of consoling other people. They can view it any way they want, but I don't think they would call it an ideal situation.